Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Here's why. We just blew up the Nord. Or our proxies did it for us. We were sending a message. The target wasn't Russia. Although they were meant to get the message too. No, the target was Germany. The message was for them. Lest you think, listening to the American media, that the world buys our story that Russia blew the thing up? Please. Here's retired U.S. Army Colonel Douglas MacGregor.
The destruction of the pipeline was clearly not executed by Russia. No one believes that. In fact, the German population has been polled and overwhelmingly is opposed to the notion of any war with Russia and dismisses out of hand the notion that the Russians are responsible for the pipeline.
That was Tucker Carlson's show, and yeah, the German people got the message we were sending. What was it? Because of the language barrier, the American people don't know this, but Germany was beginning to panic. Remember when it made headlines around the world in August that the number one most searched term in Germany on Google was firewood? Yeah, and their factories were facing shutdown over the winter. Because why? Russian sanctions. So they were seriously talking about dropping them. Better that than huddle in the dark and have your economy screech to a halt. Remember what Russia demanded of Germany and everybody else. All you gotta do is stop paying for natural gas in dollars and back off in Ukraine. Instead, you'll pay with rubles. Enriching us, you can have all the natural gas you want. You and I may not give a rip what Germany pays for natural gas in, but Congress does. The CIA does, the State Department does, and so we did what we've done for 50 years as a country. We kill, maim, depose, destroy the governments, the state, and sometimes we even murder the heads of state of countries that do one singular thing. Go off the petrodollar. Deign to buy energy and anything but dollars. Why do we care? Because right now, the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency. That means the financial systems operate off of it. If you're going to buy energy or do an international business deal, or just keep your government's money in savings, you keep it in dollars. That artificially inflates the value of the dollar. It's way overvalued. And what does that do? It gives Congress the one thing no one else on earth has, the printing press, the ability to print not just billions, but trillions of dollars. Now, all governments print, yes, it's true, but not on the scale we do. They couldn't. They'd end up like Zimbabwe. Does our foreign policy ever seem a little bizarre to you? After 9/11, all of a sudden, we decide to kill a guy and take down a country, Iraq, that had nothing to do with 9/11. And then all of a sudden, we're all about the Arab Spring. Wait, have you ever been like, why do we care? Petrodollar. All of a sudden, our chief ally in the war on terror, Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, suddenly has to be killed? Does it ever seem weird to you? Oh, and now suddenly we have to defend our democracy at the cost of hundreds of billions of dollars in Ukraine. At a clear blue. Who cares about Ukraine? There's no national interest there. Well, we've been involved in all of these conflicts for one singular reason. In every single case, every one of those governments said they'd go off the gold standard. They'd go off the petrodollar. They intended to purchase goods, energy, or both in their own currency, God forbid, or gold. That'll get you killed by the U.S., usually within about 36 months after you do it. Want to hear the list of those who did? It reads like a list of our foreign policy conquests. Saddam Hussein. Yeah, that was the real reason we went to Iraq. Remember when we found out he never had weapons of mass destruction? We killed him so he wouldn't buy or sell Iraq's oil. Remember, Iraq had a lot of oil, for anything other than dollars. Remember the Arab Spring? Yeah, Egypt got this crazy idea that they were going to buy and sell energy for something other than dollars. We overthrew their government and installed jihadist radicals, the people in turn then had to overthrow. That was what the Arab Spring was about. Then Muammar Gaddafi, who'd become a great ally of ours in the war on terror and renounced Islam himself, made the mistake of saying he figured he'd go off the dollar and use gold to pay for, oh, look there, they turned his country upside down. They killed him in the street and installed ISIS and Al-Qaeda to run the country. That's not in our interest. Not the ISIS and Al-Qaeda part, anyway. Yep, since Gaddafi, nobody said a thing about going off the dollar, except Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is the driving force behind BRICS. Brazil, India, Russia, China, and South Africa. And they announced multiple times that they plan to launch their own competing currency. His efforts have lasted 20 years, but they've really intensified the last two when Russia and China, in anticipation of dethroning our currency, began stockpiling gold, and we decided that we needed to conduct the war. We've been angling to overthrow Putin since the Obama regime. And Ukraine, that's just the address where we decided to hold the proxy war, which is really a currency war. And the people of Ukraine, be damned. That's why Obama overthrew their government in 2014 using a neo-Nazi brigade. CIA Director John Brennan even took credit for it. It's not a secret. We armed, bombed, and deposed the duly elected government of Ukraine right out of power. It was pro-Russian and installed puppets who turned around and began murdering Russians up against the borders and in Russian-leaning areas, all to draw Vladimir Putin into the currency war. The idea being to bleed him dry, to depose him so we could do what we always do in countries that go off the petrodollar, install pro-American leadership who get it, that they can do whatever they want, as long as they do it for dollars. Buy energy, sell energy, doesn't matter. They just have to change their currency into dollars first to drive the fake demand for the dollar and keep the printing press humming in D.C. Vladimir Putin just won't give in. And when you see Putin, understand it's China and India we're fighting too. Not just him, but he's the face of it, the leader of it. Now, back to Germany. Germany giving in to Russia, as they were openly discussing doing, and polls were showing the German people wanted the sanctions lifted, would be the single most terrifying defection so far. A major European country going off the petrodollar? Are you kidding me? We couldn't allow it in? Kabloom! There went the Nords. Hitting three places. Problem solved. Now Germany can't degrade the value of the dollar by buying its energy in rubles or euros, but not the dollar. Now, Putin had even hinted that if Germany didn't want to pay in rubles, he'd consider letting them pay in anything but dollars, maybe even euros. They might have gotten that deal. The point for Putin is to dethrone the dollar. It's the reserve currency. That's why he'd prefer you pay in rubles, but he doesn't really care what you pay in, as long as it's not the dollar. This is why Congress is obsessed with Ukraine, why Congress pumps billions of dollars into Ukraine when the American people could care less in poll after poll. This is a war for the printing press, and we started it. And now the Germans, well, they're SOL. With the pipeline blown, they can't resume their deal with the Russians. So where will they get their natural gas? From us, delivered on tankers for dollars. This will come, by the way, as a nasty shock to Americans this fall, as so much of our natural gas is going to be shipped over to Europe so they can buy it in what? Dollars. It's already predicted to cause natural gas shortages and perhaps even rolling blackouts here. But Americans be damned. You see, our corrupt DC elites knew that if Germany defected rather than shiver through the winter and see its industrial base destroyed, every other country in Europe would follow suit. and they'd all be buying their energy from Russia, not for dollars, but rubles or euros. We'd be totally isolated. The dollar would crash. A total win for Vladimir Putin, who'd be very rich, along with the BRICS countries. See what's happening here? We had to stop it, so we blew up the Nord. It's all about the printing press. How bad is the reaction in Germany? And a lot of this has been kept from the American people. Wolfgang Grupp, he is the owner of one of Germany's largest textile companies called Trigema, called for a break with America following the suspected terror attack on the Nord Stream pipeline, which he blamed on us. He did this in an interview with Bild, their mainstream media outlet. His rage was palpable on the television, even in another language, because he got it. We were sending a warning to Germany, the same one we'd sent to Egypt, to Iraq, to Libya, and that we're sending to Putin. Ditch the dollar for energy purchases once you start freezing this winter, and we will wreck you. This is why our elites lie constantly about Russia, think Russia collusion, and have been trying to overthrow Putin. Russia and the BRICS countries, again, are trying to promote their basket of currencies as a replacement for ours. Remember, Congress and the deep state will kill for their printing press.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They've been doing it for 50 years. It is our only foreign policy. Now, do all our seemingly needless foreign wars make sense? You know who nailed this? Of all people, the Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson, Maria Zakharova. The EU, she said, will have to face the fact that they have been betrayed by America. She said it as part of an invitation to Germany to openly join Russia in an investigation of who blew up the pipeline. Understand, and they're saying it's us, understand the risk we took here, the absolute desperation to protect the printing press. If it were to ever be learned or to come out that we are our proxies did this, it would shatter the world order. That is the war we are in. A war for financial supremacy. It's no longer a luxury to have the printing press. We must have it, or our economy, the dollar itself, will collapse into such a horrific financial hole. $31 trillion in debt? Then go be Medicare. Medicaid, Social Security, the government will collapse without the printing press. The government cannot pay its debt without the printing press. And to Congress, the most important thing, of course, the government cannot satisfy, Congress cannot satisfy its donors without the printing press. But there's a renewed urgency here. This is why you are seeing the United States and Russia now on the verge of talking about nuclear war in a way we didn't even dare do during the Cold War. Why? Technology. Because having the currency, the premier currency that the world trades in, because of technology, because of the transition that is inevitable to central bank digital currency, means whoever possesses the petrodollar, whoever possesses the world currency, will rule with an iron fist. Because, and if you want to know about central bank digital currency, go back and listen to the last few episodes of the Battleground podcast. I've covered it exhaustively. That currency will track every purchase. It is pre-programmable. You can control what people spend it on. So with it, we could literally rule the Russian people, the Chinese people, and even their leaders we could control. It's absolute total control if you can get it at a worldwide level. This has added a sense of desperation and urgency. This is why Putin is fighting like a scalded cat. And it's not just Putin. He's the face. Remember, this is China and India and Brazil, the BRICS countries, all of them, not to be ruled by us. Because literally with central bank digital currency, we and the EU or us or some combination, their rulers will only be figureheads. We will be the iron fist of the world ruling from the central bank. China and Russia would like to be that too. Don't kid yourself. They're not the good guys. They just want to rule their own slaves. They don't want us ruling them. And so that's why you have things like you do. That's why people, both sides are talking about nuclear war. Now, I want to add this one more time, because for those of you who listened to the Battleground podcast on Friday, the insane things, I told you the most insane, totalitarian, authoritarian, terrifying display of power I have ever seen in my entire adult life was last week. And it was, literally remember, within the 24 hours, the Nord blew up. The head of our central bank, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, and Christine Lagarde, the head of the EU Central Bank, together in a worldwide press conference announcing that their digital currencies, the EU's and ours, i.e. the Western digital currency, will not be anonymous. And in the same 24-hour period, the Nord blows up. What were they saying? We are supreme. Our currency will reign supreme. You will not question us. And if you do, your means of turning the heat on will go kabloom. It was the same message we sent to Germany that, again, we sent to Saddam Hussein, to Gaddafi, to Egypt, to every other country that has ever said, hey, I won't use the reserve currency anymore. Because the EU and the US intend to rule the world out of the central bank. So this was an attack on Germany. Do not stray from the fold. And it was needed because as these independent European nations get desperate and watch their manufacturing base dissipate this winter, we have to keep them in line or they'll stray. The people are going to be in the streets. I mean, it's going to be riots. The head of France has already predicted that. And the people will demand lift the sanctions on Russia, buy the gas. We had to make sure that's a hard thing to do. Why? Because remember Russia's only demand, because all of this is about currency. Got to buy in rubles or maybe another currency, but it can't be dollars. Now, let's go back one more time and look at what the Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said, because it shows you the extent of their ambition. Listen to her quote. The EU will have to face the fact that they have been betrayed. What are they doing here? They're making a naked bid to the EU. Look at them. They're $31 trillion in debt. They just launched a terror attack. Primarily against Germany on the Nord 2. They are condemning the German economy to oblivion. Join us. We won't attack you. All you have to do to be our partner is to buy gas for rubles. Heck, as Putin has offered in the past, we might even let you buy it for euros. Folks, we are in the bloody screaming edge of wandering in the economic abyss for a century. This is as Americans, because literally if the world changes sides, and they could, I mean, you're already watching India and Brazil and these countries join Russia. You're watching Saudi Arabia stand by their side. OPEC standing by Russia's side. Right now they are choosing sides and they are looking at us and we are weak and they are changing sides. This is absolute dynamite we are playing with. And that is what the Nord was about. It was the first, totally historic, first American terror attack on an allied Western country over the petrodollar. And I have a feeling, as the desperation grows in Congress, it won't be the last. Final thoughts, who should win this desperate currency battle? 10 years ago, I would have said hands down the United States. I mean, you know what? Russia and China to win. Well, now I'm not so sure. This naked bid for power that's coming out of the Federal Reserve right now, it's a product of the Biden administration through FedNow, that digital transaction system, and central bank digital currency. It's a bid to turn you into a slave, an absolute serf, a bid for you to live in an absolute totalitarian state. And the China-Russia system might end up the same way, although we can hope that the need to have countries like India in it and Brazil and other countries who've asked to join might temper it a bit. But I keep coming back to, yes, it'll devalue the dollar, but also, yes, two world competing digital financial systems is good. Having India and Russia and China want us to be in their system and perhaps to temper its worst impulses to try to get us to trade and to purchase in their basket of currencies. And I'm talking about individual Americans seeking privacy here. That can only be a good thing. And the best move they could make to counter this is to come out and make an announcement that their basket of currencies will be anonymous and open to everyone in the world. Whatever the case, it is going to be a fascinating couple of years. The system that our central bank digital currency is supposed to run on or run with, FedNow, launches next year in 2023. So you can see the urgency of this for the BRICS countries, for you, and for me. The world is going to have to decide. And how it ends is going to determine how free we are.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.